Grace Notes Community Choir, and we're people living well with dementia and our care partners.
And after directing her collection of earnest choristers to the sheet music placed just after the red sheet of paper in their songbooks, they begin. There are about 12 singers, some of them living with dementia, others who are sharing in their care. Grandmas, grandpas, husbands, wives, and one adorable toddler grandchild, all radiant as they sing the songs of their childhood, which, at Christmas, are songs of most of our childhoods. The director, Amy Standridge, is also a music therapist, and she says for those in the choir who are living with dementia, this is therapeutic. They can derive several benefits from participating.
Increased communication, improved physical functioning, improved emotional expression. As a choir, though, our goal is to make beautiful music together, so that's not really therapy, but it is still therapeutic.
For both those with dementia and those who love them.
It's just a chance for people living with dementia and their care partners to do something together that's fun, that doesn't involve a waiting room.
Cindy Frazier is her husband Bud's caregiver, and she says this choir and the social experiences associated with it saved her life. Her face crumbles. She starts to cry. She begins to say that this choir has made her a better caregiver, then retracts that. She says caregiving remains the toughest job in the world. But this has brought some light back into her life.
It's just helped me out tremendously. Just being able to come here and socialize and just sing the songs.
And that seems to be the consensus of all the caregivers here. Standridge calls for a break in the concert and leads the singers in a series of breathing exercises to reoxygenate their bodies. Research has found that the areas of the brain linked to musical memory remain relatively undamaged by Alzheimer's. Music can relieve stress, reduce anxiety, depression, and agitation. And even people who have trouble speaking may find they can sing. Standridge says participating in a choir for just 10 weeks can also improve hearing, which may make a person with dementia feel less isolated. Learning new music, in particular, is a good challenge for the brain. In fact, researchers are now studying whether learning new music can delay the onset or slow the progression of some dementias. But today, it's traditional holiday music, Christmas comfort food for the brain, the choir, and the audience, like gingerbread or tamales. After the show, Cindy Frazier's husband, Bud, who's living with Alzheimer's, gets a compliment on how good the choir's performance was.
I'm a slight detraction from it.
It's clear, of all the things he's losing and has lost, his sense of humor is not one of them.
God bless you. Okay, Merry Christmas to you.
To see the Grace Notes Choir perform or to find out more about joining, go to tpr.org. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.